As thousands gather along the India-Bangladesh frontier, we continue to look at the situation in Bangladesh after the Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina was forced to escape to India. She's still here after protests in the country grew out of control. While the police are back patrolling finally to end the lawlessness that we've seen, concerns of minorities in Bangladesh remain, as also concerns on how the new interim government led by Mohammad Yunus works with India at a time when China could make serious inroads to try and take advantage of the power vacuum.
As the violence against minorities continues in Bangladesh, the chief advisor of Bangladesh government, Mohammad Yunus, is scheduled to meet the members of the Hindu community on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Jamaat-e Islami leaders held a meeting with the leaders of different minority communities. Union Home Minister Amit Shah met Meghalaya Chief Minister Konrad Sangma and his deputy Preston Tansong in Delhi. The three leaders discussed the concerns of people from the northeast and specifically Meghalaya. The Home Minister assured the Chief Minister that the centre is committed to keeping borders with Bangladesh safe. The situation in Bangladesh has also triggered protests back home, creating concerns for northeastern states in India, which has infiltration from Bangladesh in the past.
The whole country is concerned, but particularly the northeast will be badly affected. So we have put on alert, and I think Assam, Tripura is the main state which it can be infiltrated. So we are doing all that is needed, and we hope that we can somehow deal with it.
Meanwhile, the situation remains grim as thousands continue to gather near the India-Bangladesh border to cross over into Indian territory, also fueling infiltration bid, forcing Indian security forces to enhance its vigil.
To prevent any hostile act or illegal intrusion, we have beefed up the security. We have positioned 2 to 3 ships. The Sundarban Creek areas are being patrolled by our air cushion vessels and interceptor boats.
Opposition leaders have also raised their voice against violence targeted at minorities. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi and Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav posted condemning attacks on minorities and urging the new Bangladesh government to ensure safety of minorities. The new leader, Mohammad Yunus, is also set to meet the Hindu community leaders and students on Tuesday to discuss the safety and security concerns. The world has started taking notice of the situation of minorities in Bangladesh. While efforts are on to stop the attack on minorities, the bigger question is whether Mohammad Yunus, the leader of the interim government in Bangladesh, will walk the talk. NDTV Bureau Report.
All right, so what's the situation in Bangladesh going forward? It's a matter of huge concern. Joining us now, Dr. Tasneem Siddiqui, professor at the Department of Political Science at the University of Dhaka. We're joined by Jean Pereira, executive director of the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka, monitoring the story, this case very, very closely. Ambassador Manjeev Puri joins us as well. We're also joined by Sara Hussain, senior advocate of the Bangladesh Supreme Court. And we've got other panelists as well joining us. Sara Hussain, to the larger concern on the status of minorities in Bangladesh, other than the assurances which have been provided, on the ground, what is the real story? Because while we know about sporadic attacks, the real worry is that there could have been a lot more in Bangladesh, which we are still not aware of. Is that your worry as well?
No, I think that we are visiting Bangladeshi activists, lawyers, professionals, students in particular, are visiting with everyone where reports have been received of attacks. I noticed from your scroll and reports that you're mentioning attacks on Hindus all over Bangladesh, but there have also been threats to other minorities.
Yes, absolutely.
Ahmadiyya Muslims. The Ahmadiyyas who are Muslims as well, which perhaps could be highlighted by you. And I think the point is that people are standing by other people. Many of these attacks have been, unfortunately, on those who were supporters of the Awami League or affiliated with it in some ways. So some of these are political reprisals. again, completely unacceptable. And of course, people must stand by them. And others are opportunistic attacks. We know that there, in some cases, we found there are ongoing disputes, for example, land disputes. And in other cases, they are definitely targeted attacks. There's a number of different reasons why these things are happening. But I think the crucial point is that Bangladeshis are standing by other Bangladeshis facing this situation and trying to prevent it, trying to create healing and a return to a sense of safety and security.
Sara Hussein, you use the word targeted, if I heard you right. Are these targeted attacks against minorities in Bangladesh, or are these random attacks which have taken place?
No, I don't think they're random. I think the situation we faced on the 5th of August, when our former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina fled the country with security for herself, but no security for the citizens who remained in the country, and without any proper deployment of forces to ensure security on the ground. We had the police failing to provide protection because many of the police, unfortunately, had been involved in the previous days in targeted attacks
yes.
on young Bangladeshis, on students and others. So they were not left on the ground after the 5th, after Sheikh Hasina fled. We had a situation where we didn't have at that point sufficient army deployment. So there was a vacuum on the ground, and that vacuum was used by individuals with, for their own motives, in some cases, as I said, for private motives, settling scores, reprisal attacks and so on. And that is what has been taking place. And now we hope that it's at least beginning to stop. And it's crucial that we make it stop and that we return to a situation where people feel some confidence. It's really important to note that these kinds of attacks on minorities do happen sporadically. This is not the only time they've happened. They've happened in the past as well. They've also happened during the time of Sheikh Hasina being in office. We've
yes.
seen attacks on Durga Puja celebrants just a couple of years ago. So it is unfortunately a problem we face in Bangladesh and across our region. In your country, you're only too familiar
Absolutely.
With how attacks on minorities take place with impunity. So I think this is a common problem in our region and one that we have to stand up to because we live in secular countries, in plural countries, but we need to stand by each other's rights.
Ambassador Puri, the other concern as far as India is concerned are the potential move of a large number of people across the border and into India, perhaps for a sense of fear. Several of the northeastern chief ministers, have voiced their concern as well. Is there a real threat of a refugee problem which you see potentially emerging?
Vishnu, thank you very much. Your story itself had one of the honorable chief ministers mention this. So look, the feeling obviously is that this can happen. When you are seeing the reports, what you put out, that's true. But, you know, I just want to take a little bit of courage out of what you have reported, what others have said here. The Bangladesh government, which is, you know, now committed to inclusion, rights, doing all those sort of things correctly, they need to be strengthened. They need to strengthen themselves on the issue of stability, ensuring that no lives are lost, there's no attack, nothing. But within this, we need to remember, and this is very important. It's also continuation of what was just said by Sara Hussainji, that, you know, minorities tend to be vulnerable in situations like that. And so governments have to take extra steps to ensure that not only are they safe, but they feel safe and comfortable. Now, as far as we are concerned, we have a 4,000 plus kilometers open land border with Bangladesh, a border which, of course, is patrolled on both sides. But, you know, there is great elements of porosity and so on. And so, therefore, these fears remain very much so, and they are alive. But let's try and see if the Bangladesh government brings about that particular element of both stability and comfort for everyone. And of course, I would reiterate this, the minorities, the Hindus, the Buddhists, Ahmadiyyas, and everyone, so that, you know, they continue to pursue a quest for better life for themselves within the country, as was happening in the past.
Dr. Tasneem Siddiqui, just moving away from the very important concern on minorities in Bangladesh, there is a real concern over here in India that because the government has been very close to Sheikh Hasina, that the dynamics have changed and the friendship which we've enjoyed with Bangladesh, which has been fantastic when you, for example, look at people-to-people links, when you look at economic growth between the countries, the trade, etc., and India's concerns on an expansionist China and its potential involvement in or presence in Bangladesh, those have all been addressed. So the worry in New Delhi perhaps is that what's going to happen now? How do you see this?
I see Professor Yunus's government, it will be a more inclusive government, more friendly to neighbors, and the type of, development outlook he has, I think India doesn't have to worry. Of course, there are a lot of, negotiations and others in the past. Some of them maybe benefited more India than Bangladesh. There are certain issues like Nepal and Bangladesh chicken neck and Bangladesh's demand for developing connectivity. These things, if now we place, it is not that we are anti-Indian or Professor Yunus will do something which Ms. Hasina government didn't. It is just that negotiation and trying to get a better solution, both for Bangladesh and for India. And this whole China issue, Bangladesh did, Sheikh Hasina at the end did threat both keeping India very much into a friendship relationship, at the same time in the economic areas tried to be close to China. Then, this thing, any country who is pursuing development will try to be friendly with all other stakeholders. But that does not mean that the geopolitics will determine the relationship between India and Pakistan and India and Bangladesh, and Bangladesh will do something to harm this relationship. On the other way, I think currently the policy that BJP government is pursuing unnecessarily, of course, this whole minority issue has to be tackled immediately. But at the same time, the way this whole media and BJP government is escalating the situation by creating sometimes even fake news about minority and so these things, if we stop and we say, okay, this is a problem, this is a challenge that India faces, Pakistan faces.
No, but ma'am, I take
what
your point
are our
entirely about
experiences
fake news
that we can solve?
In a situation like this, when social media can result in so much frenzy, and we've seen this in India, we've seen this in other parts of the world, I think you make a very important point that what is broadcast and what is reported is not fake, because that can result in people losing their lives. Jean Pereira, Executive Director of the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka, the worry at some levels is that there is a purge which is happening in Bangladesh. Perhaps that's natural because there is a complete change now. But what happens, for example, to supporters of the Awami League? What happens to lawyers? What happens to judges? Already there's a new Chief Justice in place. What happens to senior army officials? What happens to senior police officials? Are they, just by way of association with the previous government, culpable or wrong and need to be put away? Is there a real worry that a purge in Bangladesh may not be in Bangladesh's interest at all?
I mean, if we look at what happened in Sri Lanka, the most, because we had a protest movement that also led to the fleeing abroad of our president and the resignation of the government. But what happened there was that there was a very speedy restoration of law and order. Because we had the new president, who was elected by parliament, took steps to restore law and order. And I think that is absolutely important. We did not have to suffer the fate of Bangladesh in terms of our minorities getting attacked. Although this has happened in the past, but on this occasion, it did not happen because the government that was thrown out of power was a very nationalist government. It was the most nationalist government we had. And people realized that the minorities are not the problem. It is the government, a corrupt government, that was the problem. So they did not also want to target the minorities. They instead targeted government members. But as I said, the new president was able to restore law and order very fast. And so there was no, after he came in, there was no witch hunt. And I would hope that the same thing would happen in Bangladesh too.
Sara Hussein, in terms of some of the images that we've all seen, statues of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, you know, the father of modern day Bangladesh, a hero to so many, including in India, statues defiled, you know, removed. We've seen statues, you know, at your war memorial, which had, you know, statues of Indian soldiers and their role in the 1971 war being defaced or being toppled over, etc., etc. Yes, there has been so much anger against Sheikh Hasina, but but what about Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, who was so important to the identity of a modern Bangladesh?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's completely unacceptable that those things have happened. As you say, I think some of it may be the outcome of people's resentment and anger at the recent Sheikh Hasina's government, and it's spilled over. And partly, I think what's happened, I think that the vast majority of Bangladeshis, I think, have nothing but respect for Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman. And I think for most people are extremely distressed to see what's happened. But I think we also, but perhaps some of the explanation, some of it may be, of course, extremist elements and others, but some of the explanation may be for why this has happened, that, you know, for the past 15 years, we've seen the government, the state, enforcing respect for Bangabandhu. That didn't need to happen. People have genuine respect for him and for his, you know, his contribution to leading our nation to liberation and afterwards. But we've been told that anyone who makes a comment about Bangabandhu, and we've seen young people have been imprisoned for huge lengths of time, 7 years, 10 years, for making comments on Facebook, liking, for example, slightly critical comments about Bangabandhu or about Sheikh Hasina and so on. So I think it's that kind of culture and almost that building of a cult over the last few years. We've seen that's instill some of that disrespect. Having said that, it is utterly unacceptable. And we have seen already that in many cases, students and others have taken initiatives to try to restore statues. We've seen in our own court, for example, we have a statue of Lady Justice, you know, made in the following the Greek goddess Themis. We've seen, very disturbingly, seen that being toppled. And lawyers and artists are working together to make sure that she's put up again, so that we can remind ourselves what we're fighting for.
Sara Hussain, just give me half a second because I'm running short on time, and we've got Charu Chandra Das, General Secretary of ISKCON in Bangladesh. Thank you very much for being with us. You know, we've been talking about potential attacks or attacks which have taken place on minorities, not just Hindus, but, you know, Buddhists, people of other faiths. Do you believe that the situation now is getting a little better, that the threats which people from the Hindu community, in your case, you know, I mean, have faced, those are going away, that people are coming out to protect them?
Hare Krishna. Now Bangladesh situation is coming better. But problem is interior area, like village is still going on problems. There attack minorities' house, business center still. But almost this is coming better. But I don't know future, because this government form, interior government form, then now is coming better, because now police is not working properly.
And Charu Chandra Das, tomorrow the interim leader Mohammed Yunus meets members of the Hindu community. I believe a lot of young Hindu students also. Do you feel that that is an important process in reaching out to your minority community in Bangladesh?
I think so. This is a meet. Today also I am going to meet Dr. Mohammed Yunus, and I will tell our situation. Then I think it will be better, I think.
So, am I right in saying that there is no crisis? There have been attacks. It's all very sad, but there is no crisis anymore. You feel the situation will get better, right?
Yes, right. Because Dr. Yunus is a very good person, and also others is also good. But need few days for that. I think.
Look, I'd like to thank you all for being with us. And it's just such a wonderful note to end this program on. A sense of hope, because that's what we all require.